Virat Nehru from Film Fight Club is in the hot seat. Morning, Virat.
Morning.
What are we chatting about this week?
Well, this week we're talking about a beautiful, nice film, because the last film I tried to talk about and completely failed in my recommendation was Mamma Mia 2, which I completely trashed, but everyone seemed to have loved it. So I'm going to redeem myself here this time. I'm going to recommend a movie. This week we have Searching. It's a film starring Daddy of the Year, the Asian American Daddy of the Year, most importantly, John Cho.
That is a good title to have.
It is. I mean, it's a win for Asian American representation, you know, just... We need our daddies on screen. We need diverse daddies.
We do.
Yeah. And, you know, not just, you know, the usual daddies who try to live up to model representation, but actually, you know, tortured daddies. Like the Tom Hanks kind of tortured single parent daddy issues kind of daddies trying to reconnect with their strange kind of siblings or their daughters or sons. So that kind of really, you know, trying to play catch, but don't know how to. That kind of really daddest dad that ever dadded kind of feel. So this is that kind of film, but that's not the highlight. Searching is a very interesting film because it's completely filmed from the point of view of smartphones and computer devices.
Oh, okay.
So it's a completely POV film. So you never get to see anything outside from that. What you would see, it's like your computer screen is always looking at you. A bit creepy, a bit scary, but actually it's very interesting in how it's unfolding. It's a thriller, so you have a strange dad from his young teenage daughter, which is, what a cliche, you know, and the teenage daughter goes missing. So think Taken, but without a Liam Neeson kind of histrionics.
I will kill you.
Well, there is a bit of finding and not enough killing, but, you know.
Okay.
But mostly through social media accounts and, and it's actually interesting how much of your life you do put online. So in a way, it's a more psychologically engaging film, and you start to realize how much of your life and those... I wouldn't say it's a, you know, warning, don't put your life online kind of film, but it's interesting in how... You know how social media, and this is one thing which I realized, it's more like choose your own adventure.
Okay, yeah.
Because, you know... You can't go wrong. Even if you make an irrational choice, you know, when you're trying to write up a document and you accidentally hit, you know, close instead of saving your file, and you're like, oh my God, why did I do that? I need to save the file. So even if you make a wrong choice, it's not really wrong because you don't know, and then you take it from there. So in a way, when, you know, the mouse goes in different places, you're trying to figure out what the next scene is going to be. So even though the film is quite predictable, when it's unfolding on screen, when the thriller elements are going, you don't know, you know, where in the computer screen the mouse is going. So the actual visuals of it are more engaging than you realize, even though it follows the beat of a thriller and you know it's going to have a happy ending. The dad is going to find a daughter. Or maybe not, you know. Who knows?
Maybe not.
But a big, big kudos, because often, you know, in NCIS and all these big kind of things, how social media or computer screens or hacking was portrayed as these kind of dudes or women in like dark clothing with hats and typing away quickly on screen.
Speed dealer Sonny.
Yeah, you dun, know. Dun. You know, break into this with the code for me. And, you know. So I'm glad we've actually recognized this kind of social interaction, the interwebs. You know, as a proper thing. So I'm glad the film medium is taking it on and exploring what we can do with that. So in a technical sense and how the film is actually set up, you know, it's a very interesting film. You probably haven't seen anything like it. So in that sense, please go check it out. But also, John Cho, fascinating person, first came on in a Charmed episode as a guest star, as a ghost.
Okay.
And I'm saying that because Charmed is getting a reboot. So it's coming back on screen. Sabrina is coming back on screen later in the year on Netflix. So all my childhood shows, which I guilty pleasure loved, are coming back. And I feel like now they have genuine cred, so I can watch them without any guilt. So, you know, people kind of see that and be like, oh my God, this was your jam back in the day. And I'm like, yeah, sure, hell.
Hey, yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was. So that's that. And yeah, I'm so glad to see John Cho has come from that to Harold and Kumar with Carl Penn playing stoner Asians. And now he's the daddest daddy of the year. It's a fascinating journey for him. And it's a great, great goal for Asian American representation. But even if you don't care about diversity, you just want to watch a good thriller on your, like, with an interesting premise, go see this film.
It sounds like so it's all from the point of view of one person, or does it switch?
It does switch. So you get to see, but every time the movie finds a way to see a sort of, you know, online device, and it might be a smartphone. So the locations do change, but sometimes it could be a TV, a news report can be playing on the TV. So you switch points of view, but you find whatever is online at that space in that location, and the movie takes that point of view rather than from a character's point of view. And that's interesting. So the locations do change, so it's not limited in one spot. So I get what you're saying, and that can be a bit boring. Be like, oh, is it just, I'm just watching someone see a computer screen for like hour and a half. And no, it's not that. So the locations do change. But I think it's still interesting because nothing like this has ever been tried before. It's still new beginnings. And I'm just happy to see that the interwebs is now no longer that kind of scary place like the IT Crowd episode where, you know, be like, what is the internet?
And I you broke just, the internet.
Yeah, you break the internet. So you literally get a box of whatever and you're like, this is the internet, guys.
Yeah.
So it's not like that. I'm glad that the movies are moving beyond that and we get to see in a mainstream sense how the interwebs can be explored and what fascinating, in a good way, you know, not just scary, oh my God, I don't know what to do and why is this spam in my inbox kind of way.
No. Well, it's nice to have a thumbs up review as opposed to a thumbs down review. Look,
so. I learned from my past mistakes. I'm a quick learner. It's on my CV.
Thanks so much for that, Virat.
Go see Searching.
Virat Nuru with the movie reviews of the week. Searching is the film. We've got a thumbs up as opposed to a thumbs down this week. Of course, he is from Film Fight Club as well. You can catch those guys Wednesday, 7:30.